hold it down.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk about Howard Stern. Yeah, you don't know anything about Howard Stern. I know you're.
I know my dad listens to him occasionally.
Yeah, I know Howard Stern. Is an enigma as a person and a personality. He says what he wants. He's financially secure, and you know, he can be funny at times. He used to be on cable television and made a fortune, and has said some really strange things that are banned everywhere else. And so, you know, he wound up going to internet television and has just made a bundle of money. You know, he's made it work better than anybody. But he had this to say the other day. He has always sided with Republicans, believed in Republicans, but after what many Republicans have said about Vladimir Putin and the support that Putin has gotten from many Republicans, Howard Stern had this to say. I used to love the Republicans and their stances. Firmly anti-communist, pro-capitalist, anti-communist, and certainly a staunch defender of free people and free elections, Stern said. I've voted for many Republicans. I don't see how I'll ever get back to that. They've just totally disappointed me in their support of Vladimir Putin. The praise they heap on him, Trump's praise of Vladimir Putin. In an appearance on Clay Travis and Buck Sexton's show, clearly Donald Trump said some things that led many people to believe that he was in support of the attack and assault and the aggressive war that Vladimir Putin has enacted on the Ukrainian people. I went in yesterday, and there was a television screen, and I said, this is genius. This is Donald Trump. Putin declares a big portion of Ukraine. Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. Stern then directed his attention to Putin and described the leader as a human stain, thug, and bully. I can't imagine the horror of the life of the Ukrainian people. They're living in a country they decided to have free elections, and this scumbag who has more money than anybody, who has more power than anybody, who enslaves an entire country, who will kill you if you're a journalist, will kill you if you speak against him, who's got everything a man could want if you're truly a megalomaniac, and he didn't have enough, Stern said. The guy's an effing animal, he added. I wish he was dead. Like I wish Hitler was dead. Stern also said that Putin's actions are consequences of him not being loved as a child. A similar remark was made last week by Anna Lynn McCord. But here's what you should know. As powerful an individual in the media as Howard Stern is, he has clearly separated himself from the Republican Party, and that's something that he said he would have never imagined could have been possible. He was an admirer of Donald Trump. He supported Donald Trump, and so you gotta imagine any person that supported Donald Trump in his 4 years as president, and leaned towards all of those horrific things that Republicans and Donald Trump and conservatives did, and yet he supported that. That's a hard pill for that person to swallow, to now turn around and say, you know, I'm never going to ever vote Republican again. There's so many Republicans who always say that the Democrats have got many people in the Democratic Party who are never going to vote Democratic again. But that's not the issue. That's not the case. It's what has happened to many Republicans who now find themselves on the other side of what this horrific war. How can you possibly watch what is taking place and know that the people you say you're riding with, far too many of them who have openly said that they agree with a man who is now causing such pain and horror to the people of Ukraine, killing children, killing women, destroying their nation, and yet you've got Americans in political positions, political leadership, who are saying we support Donald Trump and Republicans. You know, Tom from L.A. Has clearly talked about the fact that he sees now the full picture of exactly what the plans for Republicans are if they take over government. And people need to give this serious, serious thought. Before you turn all of this over to people who are so deranged that they can't separate this, their politics, from what is truth. The truth is that Vladimir Putin and what he is orchestrating, crimes against humanity, you know, unleashing, you know, bombs on civilians, you know, many of those things were created not to be used on civilians, but to be used on other military from different countries. They're, believe it or not, at some point in time, the Geneva Convention even tried to sanitize war and put in things that you could and couldn't do in war. And one of them was to attack civilians. And yet Vladimir Putin is more than aware of that, but he ignores all of those things. And yet we have Republicans who are so deranged that they support his doings. And you know, as I said before, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to go more in depth with that. And really challenge Republicans. You know, do you really not understand that the ideology of those that you support and believe in should never exceed what's right and what's wrong? It's universal. Right and wrong is universal. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican. It's not American. It's not Russian. You know, it's right. And yet we have people who have separated that and dismissed right. And truth has fallen in the street. And so, you know, you walk around with your chest poked out and your head held high. And you say, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative. Well, as if somehow you deserve a badge of honor for that. You should be shamed when you see what those who you support are supporting. I wouldn't dare walk around with my head held high and my chest poked out when you hear what some conservatives and Republicans are doing and talking about. I wanted to, before we go to a break, I wanted to tell you about my guest that we're going to be having on with the next break. And he is Mr. Michael Batesford. And we're going to be talking about a plan that Governor Evers has put together to address homelessness. You know, we were talking about this, Sam, I think last week, about the homelessness issue and problems. And so there is a plan that Governor Evers has put together. We're going to be joined by Mr. Michael Batesford after the break to talk about what that plan is. Stay tuned. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.